Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The DIY store B&Q has been in Ireland since 2001. It underwent a restructuring in 2013, but now it's back opening up new stores, including new outlets in the past week or so in Navan, Waterford and Letterkenny. B&Q, which is part of the Kingfisher Group, which also owns Screwfix, says its staff training model makes the customer experience one of the best. But have they noticed any impact yet of any of the trade rows with America? John Eason is the retail director for B&Q in Ireland, but also the north of England, John, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And you're a Mancunian yourself.
I am indeed, yes.
Why did you open three new stores in Ireland?
Well, we had the opportunity to. Obviously, the home-based business folded earlier on in the year, and we took the opportunity to look at their sites and to sort of see if the leases on those properties were available. And we were really fortunate. We got into sort of three areas that we really wanted to be, actually. So delighted last week to open those three stores.
And I presume because they were home-based stores, you didn't face any local objections or the local NIMBYs?
No, indeed not. Obviously, fairly well established on really established retail parks, actually. So apart from sort of opening them as B&Q, refitting them, no issues.
Turning them from green and orange to just orange.
That's it, yeah.
How many staff do you have now these days?
At a total level in Ireland, we have about 660 colleagues. So we added effectively 109 with the three stores last week.
All right, okay. And how many stores do you have now? Is it 11?
We now have got 11 stores, yes, 11 stores.
Customer or consumer spending, it must be holding up nicely, otherwise you wouldn't be opening up these stores.
Well indeed. I mean, and Ireland's a particular sort of success story for us, actually. We've seen sort of fairly consecutive sort of growth over the last number of years. It's an area we want to continue to invest in. So, and look, you know, weather is a big part of our business, and,
we get a bit of weather here.
We've had some pretty good weather, actually, in the first kind of quarter of this year, which really kind of helps. And I think it helps kind of consumer confidence as well, because it gets people in a different frame of mind, doesn't it, of course. So we've been able to focus on that part of the business, but we have a really kind of strong core business as well.
The house market is very robust and house prices are going crazy. I just wonder, because they're going crazy, does that mean people turn to DIY to improve their home rather than move home?
Yeah, I mean, it can ebb and flow, actually. You know, you can sort of see some extremes, when more people are moving. But that fundamental thing about sort of people improving the homes that they get is essentially our business. You know, that's essentially what we do. So I'd say right now, the kind of the focus on improving what people have is probably a far greater than really, really active kind of movement of people in terms of buying and selling houses.
And what percentage of your business is website, and what percent of it is, you know, in store?
Yeah, well, we probably take around sort of 13-14% of our business is through our website. Yeah,
so it's still relatively modest, would you not say?
Yeah, we've had our website in Ireland for about 4 years now. Mm. So from a standing start, it's growing, but it's actually it's a fairly sort of substantial part of our business, actually. That,
and you,
we're kind of quite happy with that.
And you have the website with quite well-known website, DIY.com,
yeah.
And now you have DIY.ie.
We do indeed, yeah. Yeah, DIY.ie, as you'd imagine, is for our customers in Ireland.
No prices for guessing that.
But, they're kind of long-standing website domains, actually. But,
I had a look at the DIY.com and .ie yesterday, and there is price differences. So if you say that you're in the UK, you pay less than for the same product than in Ireland. For example, I did a secret shopper for the Bosch Universal Pressure Washer.
Yeah.
€171 in Ireland,
uh-huh,
and €160, taking into account the exchange in the UK side. What's the difference?
I think we have a fairly sort of standard approach to pricing. Very, very sort of transparent, actually. So notwithstanding any specific examples, I think, what you would imagine in terms of conversion from the prices that customers might pay in the UK is absolutely sort of standard. We're really kind of content.
So there is a 7% difference. Is that accounted for in higher VAT, higher wages? What accounts for the same product?
Yeah.
But they're both coming from Germany, I presume.
Yeah,
well, in
Bosch.
Sure. In terms of where they sort of come from, but no, they any kind of uptake in the price is about sort of how the business kind of deals with its sort of operating costs. So you know,
and
it's a fairly sort of transparent situation that we have.
And is it difficult and more expensive to do business in Ireland because of the insurance and the wages and the planning?
No, not necessarily. It's I mean, like anywhere, you know. Businesses, retailers, you know, all facing sort of different kind of cost pressures. But, you know, that's our job to make sure that, you know, we put ourselves in the best possible position.
Yeah. And what about hiring and retaining staff? Because we are at full employment in this country with only 4% unemployment. That means that it can be tricky to retain staff, can't it?
Yeah, I think our retention is very good. I think our attraction is very good. We have very, very competitive kind of entry sort of pay rates. You know, we pay €15 an hour.
So that's above the national minimum wage.
The minimum wage, yeah. So it's a really attractive sort of place to work and also a thoroughly enjoyable place to work.
And service really does matter when people go in store,
indeed,
doesn't it? Because a lot of people go in not knowing what they're looking for, not knowing even what the problem is. So they need someone who actually knows what they're talking about to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it. Product knowledge and project knowledge is sort of critical. And it's our main area of focus when it comes to how we sort of train new colleagues. And there's a lot to sort of get through, as you'd imagine.
Yeah. How many product lines do you have, out of curiosity?
Well, we probably stock around 26,000, you know, in total. But we have access to sort of way more as well, actually. So our biggest sort of shop would have about 35,000 lines.
So training up your staff can't be that easy if they've got that many products.
Because
you have to know how they're applied and all that stuff.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we've been doing it a long time. You find different ways to teach people the same thing. And obviously younger generations kind of coming through, you know, learn an awful lot from all sorts of sources. So, but it occupies the majority of what we do.
And do any plans to open any further stores?
Well, hopefully, you know, we remain kind of absolutely committed to Ireland. We remain sort of very focused on where we want to be. So the challenge of finding space in Ireland is, you know, is well known, I guess. But nonetheless, we're pretty confident that we will do. And we're totally committed to that as well.
Best of luck with it. John, thanks very much for coming in. That's John Eason, the Retail Director of B&Q here in Ireland, but also the north of England.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.